Welcome to the Road to Change podcast. My name is Matthew McVarish. I'm the European Ambassador for Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse. And I'm on the Road to Change, which is a 10,000 mile walk to stop the silence and stop child sexual abuse. Right now we're coming at you live from the top of the Alps, and I'm here in a wee van by the side of the road with my trusty companion, Stiggy Pop.
As always.
Aye. How you been, folks? Sorry we're so out of the loop at the moment.
It's currently because we don't have enough internet, so We can't upload the podcast, so...
I'll be honest, I phoned the company Everything Everywhere, they're called, and so currently we have nothing anywhere from them. I've phoned the company 12 times in the space of 5 weeks, and they're experiencing issues with that.
Ever since Rhonda was out, we've had troubles with it.
Yeah, back in Slovenia. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know what to do about that, but they very graciously gave us 50 quid so that we could go buy a French SIM card and get internet that way, but we can't, in the Alps, we can't find anywhere to buy a SIM card, and I'm just basically walking without GPS.
Yeah, we had to change the route over a bit.
Yeah.
Because we used to be on the safe side. No, otherwise we would have done that.
I would have went directly across the Alps if I had GPS and any way of being contacted, but because... Everything Everywhere are experiencing issues that apparently 25,000 people are having. It just means that I'm having to stay close to the road, going through the Alps as opposed to over the Alps. So it's costing me an entire day extra to get to Geneva. But that's fine because I always plan in extra time for hold up. So we'll get there on time, but it's just...
It's always, to mention that as well.
It's always
been on time.
Yeah, I've got a 100% record of arriving on time. So how are you finding the Alps, Diggle?
It's beautiful.
What you thought
enormous.
The Alps would look like?
No, I never really thought about that. I just see those girls in the dresses and the yodeling, like on the top of the mountains. That's what I've been thinking of it. But I mean, it's just I'm so happy to be out of Italy. Not anything against Italy per se. But
not anything against the Italians, but the country was difficult.
The country was difficult, but I've been there since 21st of May.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy to be out of it. I mean, it's just...
You're never going back to Italy, are you?
I'm never going to go back there, ever.
Well, it was a beautiful country, and we met some... Especially Northern Italy was a completely different experience to Southern Italy. And to be fair, they are so far apart that there's almost different cultures in Northern Italy and Southern Italy.
It's been 3 walks through Italy.
3 walks through Italy.
Yeah, from Sicily up to Rome, from Rome to Slovenia, and from Slovenia back to over the Alps to France.
Yeah. I mean, that's the weird thing when I meet people at the moment and I give them a flyer. I say I'm currently walking from Zagreb to Geneva, and they're like, "But you're in France," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know. This is currently the fourth country of five that I have to go through in order to get to Geneva."
Yeah.
But yeah, Italy was beautiful. Italy, I had such a different experience in the past few weeks, which has been really lovely. I ordered these Road to Change tops 5 months ago. 6 months ago, actually, now. Because they arrived a month ago. It took 6 months to actually get here because we had to get them made in China and shipped. And if you're traveling 30 miles a day slowly across a continent, it's very difficult to get post. So they finally arrived, and they say on my back that I'm walking 16,000 kilometres, so the reaction that I get from the public as I walk through any wee village or any town is instant and very, very positive. And that's kind of what I'd hoped for on the Road to Change. I used to have these t-shirts when I first started that said on my back, "I walked here from London," and it said it in English and French. And we used to get a reaction because as we went into winter, we were just wearing big jackets and high-vis stuff. People didn't quite know what I was doing. So this has been nice, you know. And, I've not been exploiting it, but if you have a picture of yourself and the Pope, then that's like a voucher for free coffee anywhere in Northern Italy. But we're back in France. This is country number two of the Road to Change.
Yeah.
It's so surreal that we're back here. And I do love the French. And my French is coming. I haven't spoken French in about a year, but it's coming back to me just with the more people I speak to each day. So, but we get to be in France now for about 3 more days, and then we're into Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. And we'll spend a bit over a week there.
Yeah.
And then we'll head over to Madrid.
And pretty much the walk to Madrid is going to be longer than this one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has been 3.5 weeks already, and the walk to Madrid is more like 6-7 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to mention as well, Mojo's not here.
Mojo went home.
We lost Mojo.
Bless him, Mojo.
Lost him in
the whole time he was here. He was based every single day. He was doing about 40 different things. What did he do when he got here?
I mean, he was doing. When I finally caught up to him, I was like trying to help him. That's when we found a leak, or the pool, the swimming
you
pool,
discovered
the pond.
There's an actual swimming pool inside of Bond.
Yeah, so we had to fix that. I mean, it's still not completely waterproofed yet. But
well, I remember reaching a Bond, and you and Mojo had basically ripped out all the wood from the top bunk there. And underneath you'd exposed an inch of water, which had obviously been gathering since Estonia.
I mean, it must have been frozen as well.
Yeah, it must have been frozen for a while. But, so you and Mojo stripped all of that out and kind of waterproofed it and painted it.
Yes.
So that's looking a lot better.
It looks a lot better, yeah.
But there's been...
We had to bend the mattress as well, because that was...
That was a health hazard. That mattress has been damp and dried out so many times. And as we're talking, we're at the top of the Alps here. We're about 2 kilometres up in the air. And the lightning has just started. And that probably means the rain's going to start. Which probably means we're going to test how waterproof a Vaughan actually is.
You see some spots going on there and they're a bit damp.
Already?
Yeah.
In the new painted area, there's already damp spots arriving.
Yeah, luckily. I'm trying to drain the water from the inside of the metal. I mean, I really need to remove the metal, like pull it out to even get all the water right. But I mean,
Yvonne just needs rubbed out and drawn again. This van, bless her. You're not supposed to live in these vans. They're leisure vehicles, you know. But we actually kicked the arse out of it. Had so many.
It was like you're
accidents.
Not supposed to open this door that many times a day that we do.
We've broken it.
It's broken. I mean,
we've broken the front door now.
But I fixed it. So I mean, kind of.
Every window is broken.
Yeah.
Every window's now broken.
Ever since Estonia, she's nothing like that from when I first saw her.
Yeah, but thankfully, thanks to our lovely supporters up in Fife, we've actually got her insured once again.
Oh yes.
Another,
thank you so much for that. I don't think we... maybe we did say thanks, but
well,
I mean...
Last podcast we managed to do was the week before they did their fundraiser up in Fife. I was going to say the Anchor, but that's not the name of it.
Old Shank.
The Old Shank, that was it. And so Claire held a night with her customers, and Granny Wendy and all the crew were there raising money for Road to Change, which paid for Yvonne's insurance for another 6 months.
Bless you.
Bless you all. And literally, without that, I don't know how we would actually have proceeded, because we haven't really...
And I mean, if we wouldn't have gotten the money from Rondo to buy new tires, I mean, that tire would have exploded in Croatia, but I mean, we would never have been able to drive up the mountains here, the Alps.
Well, we've got like 5 months to go, and I'm pretty sure we're going to do it, but I mean, we're still...
Really?
I did a kind of final budget of 15 grand for the last 7 months, and we're not even anywhere near that. So we're going to have to cut the budget again, but we're going to get there. No doubt that we're going to make it one way or another. Today, for instance, we got up. I've just walked 31 miles across.
Yeah, it's so impressive. Like, he had to walk up for probably 6 miles when we started. He walked upwards for 6 miles. And then down 6 miles until I found him. When I got back I had to go to Lidl, like 50 kilometers away. Then I drove back, and then I found him four hours after he left off. And he'd done 22 kilometers. Yeah. And that's in 4 hours. And
that shows how remote this is where we are, because you had to drive a 50 kilometer round trip to get to Lidl's.
Yeah.
Because we're in the middle of nowhere right now.
I had to find an ATM as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that... I was just insane.
I don't really think about it anymore. I mean, if I was to say to myself before I started to Road to Change that I'd get to the stage that I can walk 31 miles across the Alps and then
you used to go to sleep and do it again the next day.
Well, I've now, what time is it? I've got to spend a couple of hours writing this presentation for the UN. So that's the other exciting thing that's coming up is, you know, the Road to Change has brought me some wonderful experiences. I've met thousands of beautiful people. And I've managed, you know, including the Pope, which was incredible. But I've got the opportunity now to present at the UN at the UN, you know, and I'll be talking about what I've learned and what I've observed in the past 25 countries that we've been to, and how every country uniquely and commonly reacts to child sexual abuse and how the legislation differs. And this is the kind of stuff that I'll be presenting on. And I hadn't really considered this being an outcome, but it's because I've been in so many countries in such a short space of time and met so many people who are actually dealing with child sexual abuse, I've been able to observe the legislative differences, the economic circumstances that impact on, their country's ability to address it or not. And so I guess I have, at the moment, certainly a kind of unique vantage point in which to look at Europe as a cross-section and actually comment on that and how we're doing. So when I get to the UN, that's what I'll be talking about. I get to speak for, I think, half an hour, which is lovely. But again, that's a lot to prepare.
It's quite surreal.
It's surreal, yeah. There's a lot to, because I have, obviously, I'm a writer, I'm an actor. I'm quite comfortable standing up in front of, I've spoken on stage to an audience of 2,000 people before. I've got a degree in doing that, so I'm not worried about that side of it. But in the other respect, I have absolutely no training in law or political history or any of these things. I'm just talking purely from an observer's point of view, as a survivor, as someone who perhaps understands the complex ways that child sexual abuse can impact on someone's life, and I'll be presenting on the way that I've observed that in each culture, as someone who hasn't even studied, various cultures.
Yeah.
So I feel a wee bit, not out of my depth, but I do feel like I'm trying to prepare a presentation whilst walking 30 miles a day.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally,
without internet,
stuff. We wake up, you start walking, and then I meet you, and then we start walking, and you walk again, and then whenever we're done, I mean, like now, we're done at 7:30, but, I mean, right now, we have to do the podcast, but in 20 minutes, you're going to do some 2 hours work, and then you're going to go to bed, and then you're going to do this all over again, and the same thing tomorrow, so, I mean, it's just...
There's nothing we can, I mean, it's just the circumstance we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's no other way of doing it. But if it would be a lot easier if Everything Everywhere would actually sort out whatever this problem is that they're having. Because 5 weeks of phoning and getting the same answer, which is we've not solved it yet.
Nope.
And we're like, well, I can't post things on Facebook. I can't, we can't even, we're recording this podcast now, and who knows when we'll be able to send it to the UK to get the music put on the start and the end. I've been walking. Imagine getting lost in the Alps, with no way of contacting each other. And we are paying this company, and I'm not paying this company. People are donating money to Road to Change so that we can pay to have, phone bills. There's so many people donate £5 a month by direct debit to the Road to Change, and that's the money that pays for the phone bills. And we're not getting internet abroad. So it's really frustrating, and this is the kind of situation that I wish we had resources to get someone to sort it for us, the team is you and I and Amanda and Pam in America, and Sandra in Edinburgh, and the Moore Anderson guys all there. We've got Dr. Ariel King just outside Geneva, who's helping us, arrange all the events at the UN, but that's pretty much it. Mojo's in Glasgow doing the logistics, and various members of my family involved in various ways in different issues when they come up. But there's really, if you and I phones aren't working, and we've spoken to the company 12 times and they say we can't fix it, that's the end of that. So, for crossing Northern Italy there, we had to spend an extra €100 of Road to Change money to buy SIM cards so that you and I could cross
we
Italy.
Need, yeah, we need internet. We use quite a lot every day. It's because we use the best so much.
Yeah.
And then everything from that, I mean, we use iMessage, we use WhatsApp. We use internet all the time.
It's an awareness project across Europe.
Yeah.
And
that's just between us, the communication between us every day. Then you have Facebook and you have emails, and then, it's just...
The entire project relies on data roaming.
And it's not like we can go to another company and say, hey, can we get that and get that, because we're in Europe.
I said, you've now, for 5 weeks, we've not had internet, and we're paying for it. Mm. I said, I think you're now void the contract. We can now end the contract and go with a company who can actually provide the service that we need. And they said, you can't end the contract because your contract is based in the UK, which it is, because obviously we started the contracts 3 days before I left Europe. I left the UK to go to France. And they said, we don't guarantee internet abroad. We only, if it works, it works. We don't guarantee it in your contract. And I said, well, why are we expected to guarantee that we pay you every month for a service that you can't guarantee?
You're gonna... if we can pay you.
Exactly, and this is public's money. They're donating to Road to Change in order so you and I can do what we're doing here. So it's extremely frustrating.
I mean, we could just go and get, like, every country we can get. We only have France now, then we have Spain, and then we have Portugal.
And then we have Spain again. And then we're back into Spain in the way back to the UK.
But I mean, it's still, like, 3.5 months or something. So we need...
It's just, I was trying to explain to the woman. She said, well, there's, 25,000 people in this situation.
Yeah, it's not in this situation.
I said, yeah, no, you're not in my situation. I don't know how many of your customers are currently walking across the Alps 30 miles a day. And also, having to... emails are coming from Washington, where Pam is, in America. I've got Sandra Brown, OBE, in Edinburgh. We've got Amanda, who's over in Greece right now, and we've got Dr. King, who's in Switzerland, and trying to coordinate events that you're in. I literally nearly missed a meeting with the Pope because I couldn't access my email to find out details about that. This is the actual, and our entire project relies on being able to access the internet for GPS and for emails and for communicating with the public. It's an awareness project, it's a communication project, and we can't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And we're paying for this
service. You're paying for it. We're paying quite a lot.
So if anyone knows anyone who's high up in Everything Everywhere, please pass them this podcast and explain to them that the Road to Change is a very simple project funded by the public, majoritively, and we're walking around Europe not for the good of our own health or self-promotion. We're doing it to try and create change to stop child sexual abuse. And we have been, pretty successful, and now in 25 countries at raising awareness, and in some nations creating legislative change. And in many ways, we're doing it on a shoestring. We're doing it with the support of the public and companies. Obviously, if you're sitting in your office in a call centre in the UK, you don't actually personally care if someone's phoned you 12 times saying, "Look, I can't contact my driver. I don't know where I am. I'm standing in the Alps. If I just keep standing here, eventually a helicopter is going to have to recover my body," because that's literally the situation I'm in. And the woman I spoke to said, "Look, you can't hold Everything Everywhere accountable for your death." I said, "Well, I'll be sure and tweet that it is your fault before I die."
Well, we can't tweet it because we don't have an internet.
I know, exactly. I'll be sure and write it in stone on the side of the mountain. That's just so frustrating. But anyway, we're taking every precaution. I mean, I'm carrying extra high visibility stuff. I'm now walking extra miles through the Alps that I wouldn't have to be walking in other case. I'm walking extra miles, that which is causing extra days.
I think it's an extra 20 miles. Sorry.
Yeah, which is an entire day when you're talking the Alps. So I'm having to stay close to the road, which is not the route that we'd, that I could be doing if I could stay in communication with everyone. But it's not safe. So to be fair, they gave us £50. They said, we're going to credit your account £50. And I'm like, but that's great, you credit the account if you want, but we're not able to access your service at all. So that £50 we'll be able to spend when we go back to the UK in December. That's my rant about Everything Everywhere.
On a happier note, we did get the cat a pet passport.
The Cusi Pat is legal. She's officially a cat.
So she's going to be back in Scotland soon.
She's going to be in a van. See, I wrote that on Facebook. She's going to be in a van for 5 months, and somebody thought I meant that that's a quarantine period of 5 months in a van that's travelling. But she seems so happy now that she's she's a lot fatter.
Yeah.
And bless her.
Yeah.
So I think next.
So I mean that rant must have been the nailock of the week, the nailock of the last 5 weeks.
A nailock of 5 weeks is having no internet and not being able to do anything. Like, I mean, I feel really absent on Facebook, which is where the majority of our supporters communicate with us via. We do get emails and stuff, but obviously it's literally a social network. That's where people get kept up to date with what it is, where we are and what we're doing. It's been unfortunate that's happened, and I don't know if it's going to get resolved. I don't know if it's going to get any better in Switzerland or, as we go into Spain. That won't be for another couple of months anyway. So one way or another, we will keep going. I'll keep walking, I will keep talking. We will never shut up. But there's been some events going on in the UK this week. We've had the Lego event, which happened in Bothwell. All of my family and nephews got together, built loads of Lego with loads of lovely supporters from Facebook again. Babs and all you guys were there. and thank you so much for your support. I know the kids that we're raising money for there, which is separate to Road to Change, we'll really appreciate that support. And then next week, we've got Tom Urey and Francis Thorburn with Libby MacArthur are doing an event at Wee Guys Cafe on the 12th. Tickets are available. Just get in touch with Libby MacArthur, Tom Urey, or Francis Thorburn.
It's going to be a great night.
That's going to be great. I wouldn't miss it. I would be there if I could. And they're going to have an evening of music and song, which I'm sure will be awesome because all of those people are wonderful, with some special guests, and I don't know who the special guests are, but there's some amazing raffle prizes, including the chance to name our wee kitten here.
Yeah,
name the cat.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you'd pay to name this wee cat, but she's now famous.
Well, see, if you name the cat, your name on the cat will be gone forever, and there's a famous cat.
Yeah.
So everyone will know it, and everyone will know that you named it. So don't make it a bad name.
I mean, whatever it is, well, I'm happy to play by the rules and name the cat whatever people come up with, within reason. But yeah, that'll be lovely, because at the moment we're just calling her Coosie Bat, because she is...
Coosie Bat.
A wee Coosie Bat. But yeah, other than that, folks, it's not been too eventful. It's been difficult for practical reasons. There's been mountains, there's been the loss of communication. And, you know, the Road to Change, when we're in a city, there's lots of events going on. But when we're on the road, we're literally, I'm walking 50 kilometres a day and you're driving. And that, you know, it's exciting to be in the Alps, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We got great shots today.
At one point, I was 2 miles up, which was really, was it 2 miles or two and a half kilometres up? And I looked across, and the mountain across me was 2 miles tall. That was where it was. So that's pretty mental, and I'm always anxious to see at what point if I'm going to get altitude sickness. I haven't had it yet. Although today I was walking, and you know those gondola things, those chairlifts that take you up the mountain? I came around the corner of a mountain, and I saw this you know, one of those huts that's attached to this crane thing with you know, that goes in a constant loop. And I looked at it and went, oh, that's that thing for taking you up the mountain. And I realised that I was already at the top. And it, you know, and then I looked down and I went, wow, you know. And so I started walking. 90 minutes later, I was at the bottom of the hill where, you know, where you start going up.
Yeah.
And I realised, you know, that was probably 3 kilometres or something, you know, vertically. That was mental.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the Alps. What else can you say? I'm looking out for kind of. I've seen loads of those badger things. We haven't worked out what they are.
No,
they're like giant gophers.
I don't know.
And they scream.
Yeah.
And I've seen two huge badgers, both dead but still huge. And I've not seen any abominable things, but I've seen a lot of snow.
A lot of snow, right?
Maybe that's the Himalayas I'm thinking of. But yeah, I've been on the lookout for exciting things up here in the Alps, but it's mostly mountains and snow. And motorbikes racing past.
Oh yeah,
people in
ton of it. Yeah,
and people in Ferraris and kind of Porsches and stuff who just came up here to drive through the Alps at high speeds, which would be fine if I wasn't having to stick close to the road because of GPS. So I mean, they don't expect a man in a kilt to be around the corner, maybe tight mountain corner, but we'll be fine. We'll get there safely. Our third member of the Road to Change team is, like I said, Mandy Bobs went from Rome when she came over to film the meeting of the Pope. So then she travelled over to Greece, because it's taken me over a month to travel to Geneva. So instead of waiting in Switzerland for 3 weeks whilst I walk towards it, she's over in Greece doing work online from there for Road to Change. So let's see what Mandy Bobs has been up to.
From Naxos. I'm staying with a friend on one of the Greek islands just now. I'm due to fly out and join Matty and the team on the 7th or the 8th, so I'll get to Geneva a week before he does start collaborating, meeting with people, get the ball rolling for his arrival. We've already got one major event on the calendar on Monday the 15th of September, which is a side event at the Human Rights Council at the UN. Which is really exciting, really good for networking, awareness raising, general publicising of the Road to Change. So, my main objective next week is to get a hold of the UK ambassador to the UN to start talking about how best to take it forward, publicise the event, organise it and so on. More good communication happening with the embassy there. They seem really interested, which is always good. Speeds things up a bit. So we're looking at the usual meeting with NGOs, the ministries, MPs, stakeholders, and awareness raising through press and media. Hopefully we should get some more national news coverage. I know Slovenia and Croatia went really well. Yeah, it's been an exciting couple of weeks, actually. We were at the Vatican just almost 2 weeks ago now. Matty and the Road to Change were blessed. The Pope now knows about the Road to Change and our initiative. He has some information on us. So hopefully we'll get some follow-up on that. Who knows what can come off the back of that. What else? Oh yeah, the tracking and follow-up. Tracking and follow-up's going really well. It's starting to pay off now, just looking at the progress that we've made over the last, over a year now. It's looking like some legislative change is actually going to start happening in certain countries. Not sure I'm allowed to say what and where exactly, but there's at least three or four countries I'm looking at now that are very interested in collaborating further and participating in the follow-up work that's going to be spinning off the back of the Road to Change. I think that about sums it up for me this week. So I'll leave you to it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Wee Mandy Bobs, bless her, and working away as ever. And we'll see her. We'll see her in how many days? 6 days when I finally reach Geneva.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I mean, I love the Road to Change, but there's a physical aspect to it at the end of a long day, and you just, it seems like...
Your brain is melted.
My brain's melted. I need to regain my faculties right now and actually finish this presentation. But it's all good, and we wouldn't be here without you guys and your incredible support. It feels weird to think that there's only three countries...
Just a few more, yeah.
Just three countries left in Europe, and then we're back over at the UK for three nations except Ireland, Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland, which are currently nations of the UK. But of course, by the time I get to Scotland, they'll be a separate nation. I think the British ambassador at the UN is going to be present at this panel, and it's going to be tense because it's only a couple of days before the independence, and obviously the British ambassadors that I've worked with and we're so grateful for their support, they represent the Queen of England and the British government. And of course, there's been a tension there. I've been amazed by the amount of British ambassadors who have asked me my stance on Scottish independence when I'm standing there in a kilt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
I did see a Scottish van, transit van, drive past today,
and did
they
you?
Even had they even had Scottish flags on the side and on the registration plate. That was pretty cool.
I didn't see that. I've seen nothing.
That was just when we started walking. When we got the first few shots.
There's been some proper mountain vehicles, you know, those big things with the tracks on them. You know, there's kind of like, they look like army tank tracks, but they're just like a wee car. I've seen a few of them. But there's not so much snow here at the moment. That's still about a kilometre above me, even though my ears keep popping. We're pretty high up.
I wonder if they pop for the cat.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't seem to be bothered by it, though.
So sorry folks, we've not been so present as we'd like to be. This is an ongoing issue that we're having with communication. As I say, if anyone knows anyone high up and everything everywhere, get them on the phone and complain on our behalf. Because I hate to complain. Every time I've spoken to so many different staff members at Everything Everywhere, and I know a couple of them now personally, but there's nothing they can do. They can just apologise on behalf of the company, and that's fine. But it's not helping us. So, have we got any luck of the week, or is it just the fact that we can't communicate?
Yeah, I think it's that must be the fact. I mean, nothing else can compare to that. So.
Okay, any luck. Well, I'm going to keep walking, and hopefully by the next time you hear us, we'll be in Switzerland, no brother. And, Stegel, have you any final words?
I'm just happy to be out of Italy.
Congratulations.
Bright future ahead of me. Yeah.
Well, as you all know, The Road to Change is a project organised and supported by Stop the Silence, Stop Child Sexual Abuse, in partnership with the Moira Anderson Foundation in Edinburgh. If you've been sexually abused, then check out our website, roadtochange.eu. We can help put you in touch with organisations who can find help. Help exists, you're not alone, and it does get better if you talk about it. Stopping the silence is about preventing it happening to more kids, but also our ability to heal relies on our ability to talk about it. And if the people in your immediate environment can't talk about it with you, then there are people online and there are people out there who can help. And it does get easier with time, I promise you. So, yep, if you want to support The Road to Change, donate to what we're doing and help us continue to walk and continue to try and create change here across Europe, then, as I say, roadtochange.eu. You can find out how to support us or create a Road to Change event in your community. As they did at the old Shank up there in Fife, the guys, they had a lovely night and loads of games and merriment.
A lot of headaches next morning as well.
Yeah, by the looks of it. And you can, there's various ways to get involved, you know, and it's all about raising awareness. Basically, we don't want the future to be the same as the past. We want kids to obviously not be abused. But anyone who has been abused, we want them to know that they can talk about it and they can come to us. Come to us. I am one of these people who's been abused. What am I talking about? Aye, every fifth person in the world. It's more prominent than I think anyone appreciates. So, with that said, thank you so much for your support. And we will speak to you guys
next week, whenever we get internet.
Yeah, the next time we get internet.
I should be able to find some Wi-Fi tomorrow. After
this. All right. Well, don't worry. I'm fine. I'm just up a hill. I'll see you soon.
Cheers.